G'day, I'm Kate Watson. Trent Cowley is the principal of Kingston State School in Queensland, in the heart of Logan City, Brisbane, and he's one of the 2022 Commonwealth Bank Teaching Award recipients. Just 2 years ago, the school was identified as a priority support review school, which means it has a unique set of challenges. Trent, thanks for joining us. Tell us a bit about your community to start with.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kate. Kingston is an amazing community. As you mentioned, we do have a unique set of challenges. You know, we are a vibrant community. We have 23% of our students are identifying as First Nations students. We have 60 different nationalities represented here at Kingston State School. So that alone, you know, brings its own complexities. The English as an additional language or dialect component to our school is awesome, but it also adds to the richness of our community.
I love how you talk so positively about the place and the challenges, and they are challenges, unique needs, as you say. You tackled this when you started by focusing on the teachers.
Absolutely. Look, when I came in 2020, only 48% of our students were passing English. And then from that, undertook an unrelenting improvement process and journey to work with our teachers to improve the teaching in the classroom. You know, we looked at what programs we could help bring in to support our teachers. We looked at what intervention programs we can help with those students who are really struggling.
One of the things you've done well, and it's a bit of a buzzword, is use data to inform your decision making.
Every school is data informed. We're all data informed practitioners. So, you know, if we're looking at A to C and we're seeing only 48% of our students passing English, then that absolutely has to ring alarm bells, and that absolutely should be, you know, putting a rocket under our backside saying, okay, we need to do something. We need to change what we're doing because what we're currently doing isn't working. What makes the difference in the classroom? Teacher practice, teacher capability, and having engaging classrooms. We're looking at our suspension data, you know. So we're a PBL or positive behaviour for learning school, and it's so crucial that we are reinforcing those positive behaviours and teaching those positive behaviours, because we cannot assume that those behaviours are taught at home. And, you know, in 2018, there were a lot of suspensions in this school. And over that 5-year period, we have absolutely worked at bringing down that suspension data, because when students are suspended from school, it's time away from learning, and we need students in classes learning every day.
This is why the Commonwealth Bank has awarded you a teaching award this year. It's those amazing results over the last couple of years, but also a recognition that there is more to do and there's help that they can give you to do that. $45,000 is the grant that you've received. How are you going to use it?
It's an amazing opportunity for both myself personally and professionally, but also for our school as well. So the school itself receives $25,000 of that. And I want to use that to release teacher time. I want to take them to other schools and we can look at best practice and really take targeted teams going into schools, doing walkthroughs, learning from other teacher professionals, and then spending time with ourselves and each other to work together in teams, so that they can plan to have the best, most engaging classrooms possible.
Yeah, I think also it's been a weird couple of years. We've had the pandemic, of course. What's the new normal for these teachers in these schools?
It's got to be being flexible. Communication has to be at the forefront, and that's communicating through every means possible and through all sorts of new media that we've come across. And kids overwhelmingly wanted to be at school. Parents overwhelmingly wanted them to be at school as well. But we saw when they came back, we just picked up on in the learning. Had they missed out on some learning? Absolutely. But we just rolled with it and we adjusted the curriculum as needs be. Always number one and first and foremost is the well-being of our students and our families. As long as people are okay, the learning can take place after that.
And as you said, they want to be there.
Absolutely, yeah. Kids want to be here. Yeah, it's a fun place to be. And, you know, they're academic, they're sporty, they're musically talented, they're brilliant dancers, you know, they're great athletes. You know, the kids, they love having fun here and they're a joy to be around.
Yeah, absolutely. Trent, congratulations. Thank you so much for speaking with us. This interview is brought to you by the 2022 CommBank Teaching Awards. For more about the awards and to learn about other winners, head to teachingawards.com.au.